BSI on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bill Rajo, Senior Fellow of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, who keeps the Long Word Journal with his colleagues. And Bill firmly remembers President and former General Pervez Musharraf, who is now dead at 79 in Dubai, because Musharraf, leading a coup in 99, was in place for the attack on the United States by bin Laden and his network. So memories of Musharraf are mixed. The memory includes Musharraf cooperating with the Bush administration in those early days of seeking to find and neutralize the Afghan presence, the al-Qaeda presence in Afghanistan. But, Bill, Musharraf, many years later, was in a position to help us to find bin Laden. But right there at the beginning, in those early months from the attack until the Tora Bora incident of January 2002. Gosh, it's amazing how much this burns in our minds, Bill. Musharraf was in a position to do more or not. What is your opinion now? Could he have aided the U.S. in the search for bin Laden and his network right away?
Yeah, John, you know, first of all, Musharraf embodies the duplicity of Pakistan, right? He did just enough to make the U.S., make U.S. officials believe that he was an ally. He allowed the U.S. to hunt down some key al-Qaeda leaders, all while supporting the Afghan Taliban, which, of course, was closely allied. He remains closely allied with al-Qaeda. I am certain of one thing. Musharraf may not have known exactly where bin Laden was, but he knew who to ask. He knew that he could have turned to Pakistan, to the head of the IFI, or the Inner Service Intelligence Directorate, who he has on speed dial, because Musharraf was also the commander-in-chief of the Pakistani military, and he was a general at the time. And he could have said, where is he? Let's go get him. But he did it, because he was playing this double game all along. It ensured the money flowed from the U.S., billions upon billions of dollars, to the Pakistani state that lined the pockets of individuals like Musharraf and his cronies. It funded the Afghan Taliban's insurgency in Afghanistan that killed, you know, several thousand American soldiers and tens of thousands of Afghans and coalition troops. He also, I would recall this story too. You know, he allowed the movement of the Taliban in Pakistan to basically rise, even though it attempted to kill him and tried to take over portions of the country. I remember after the Mumbai attack in December 2007, there were the Pakistani state, the attack was linked directly to Pakistan, right? And the Pakistani state was frightened. And then you saw Pakistani generals come out and say, you know, the movement of the Taliban in Pakistan, this is part of that strategic depth. They could use jihadists to fight India. You had Pakistani generals coming out and saying, you know, you movement of the Taliban in Pakistan, you're our wayward brothers. You know, come back to us. We are allies. We need to fight the Indians. Literally, this is happening while Musharraf is president, and he did nothing about this. That just, to me, that story always embodies the duplicity. That, as well as, you know, his ability to actually hand over bin Laden, but he decided he didn't want to do it because it was in his interest. Because again, the al-Qaeda was supporting the Afghan Taliban, which was having a resurgence at that time, while he was president. So, you know, Musharraf, he played a double game the entire time. He benefited from it greatly. Pakistani state certainly did it. Tens of thousands of Pakistanis died during the movement of the Taliban in Pakistan's insurgency. It was backed by the Afghan Taliban and al-Qaeda. And, you know, Musharraf was perfectly happy with allowing all this to happen.
Let me make sure I understand. You believe that Musharraf knew who to ask in September of 2001, as he also knew who to ask in 2008 before he left office. Where is bin Laden? He would have called up the head of the ISI and say, bring me the head of bin Laden now, and the U.S. will reward us. He could have done that in September of 2001?
I'm not certain about when exactly he could have done that, John, but I suspect yes. But certainly after bin Laden moved into the compound in Abbottabad, because that's a secured city. And you don't get in and out of that city without the ISI. The ISI knows everyone who's coming and going there. And there's no way that Osama bin Laden could get
And what's the date on that bill? Was that 2005?
Sometime 2005, 2006, he's believed to have settled in Abbottabad. We don't know for certain, but so certainly at that point,
right.
But I believe, John, that the ISI was very likely aware of bin Laden's whereabouts when he fled Afghanistan and moved into Pakistan's tribal agency. It might have been more difficult then, but certainly when bin Laden was in Abbottabad.
Bill Rajo, Senior Fellow, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, keeps the Long War Journal with his colleagues. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly everything seems darker, less lively, and you lose your motivation to get out of bed.
If you struggle with depression, you're not alone. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, and no matter the time of year, it may affect your behavioral or physical ability to live a happy life.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you're going through, and we're here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental wellness.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.